Let the words of my mouth
and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The sermon for today, the Sunday called Quinquagesima, or the Sunday next before Lent. When I was a child, is by the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. It has taken Lent so long to get here this year that we might reasonably have thought that God had forgotten all about it, but no such luck. Our gospel reading this morning gives us one idea of what Lent is all about. In Lent, we follow along with Jesus as he goes to his death and resurrection. Today he says to his disciples, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted upon, and they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again." Another image of Lent is what we shall hear about in next Sunday's Gospel. Jesus' 40 days of fasting and temptation in the wilderness. That mirrors Israel's 40 years of wandering and being tested. And it reminds us of our own lives, that our own lives are full of testings and temptations. So we are to walk up the hill with Jesus towards his humiliation, his execution, and his resurrection. We are given 40 days in which to do it, days in which we are to be particularly aware of how God tests us in this life, and how the devil tempts us away from God. Those duties should lead us to ask, what should I do for Lent? The answer is threefold. First, you should do whatever will bring you into closer contact with Christ, and what will help you to understand and share more deeply in the great events at the end of his earthly life. Second, you should look inside yourself to figure out how God is testing you and how the devil is tempting you. Then take positive action to make you rely upon God more to help you pass the tests and resist the temptations. Third and finally, you should keep in mind that the main point of Christian discipline, Lenten or otherwise, is to increase charity, as St. Paul points out in today's epistle. Charity means acting at all times for the good of the other person, putting his needs ahead of your own, acting as Jesus always acted. St. Paul says, "If I pray like an angel and it doesn't help me have more charity, I might as well be banging a gong. I can give clever sermons and offer brilliant arguments in favor of Christianity and see God's purposes clearly and have so much confidence in God that I can make mountains jump into the ocean. If I'm that much of a spiritual star, but I don't love my neighbor, it adds up to nothing. And even if I actually go beyond tithing and give it all away and throw myself into the fire for God, if I don't put my neighbor ahead of myself, I may as well not have bothered with any of it." The prayer book tells us to start on the path to greater charity by cutting back. The idea is the less attached we are to feeding our faces, the easier it will be to do good for others. So the prayer book tells us to eat nothing at all on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and to practice abstinence for the 40 days of Lent. Sundays are always accepted. Sundays are always a feast day. It is clear that the first thing we should do is cut back on our intake of food and drink. Some people will find it easier to give up a specific item or category. Others will find general overall reduction more helpful. There is not any way to get closer to Jesus or to understand God's purposes in your life better if you don't come to church every Sunday, and also on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. And then pray and read your Bible every day. Church attendance, prayer, and Bible reading are essential. If you find those enterprises uninviting, maybe you should think about whether you have any real Christian commitment at all. If this is the year you want finally to get serious about all of this, I recommend a limited start. At the same time, every day, mornings being far better than evenings, say the Lord's Prayer slowly. Bring to your mind and then lay before God all your concerns about the day ahead. And then read a psalm slowly. The next day, do all the same things and also ask yourself what God did about what you prayed about yesterday. If you get going that way, you can add more as you go along. It is extremely important to start with something you can manage, so you don't give up right away. Coming to our Bible classes Sunday and or Wednesdays and feeling free to ask whatever questions you have will help if we have Bible school. I'm happy to talk with you privately about any of this anytime. I trust you can spend the 40 days of Lent together, walking with Jesus up the hill to his death and resurrection. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But then I became a man. I put away childish things, or at least I hope so. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.